Okay. And I have had that experience. So when I share that with them and it's just comes off a little bit gross, a little bit lighthearted, and it puts it into perspective, like, okay, like he's not judging me. So then the second piece of that is, how do we get them into action?
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking to get more listings and you want a step-by-step approach to be able to do that, I want to invite you to an upcoming five-day listing domination challenge that CPI and I are hosting, and you can register to attend for free at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. And it's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Important tips to move your clients to action. Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching shares important tips to move your clients to action. He also explains how to use language to help your clients take action without feeling like they are being pushed. Learn how to convince your clients with these important tips in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I have kind of a little bit of a challenge with my listing, and that the state requires that you within 5 days of listing that you get people in for your termite inspection and all this other stuff. But my clients, they're set on me as their realtor, but they don't want to show anybody the house or let anybody in the house until after all of their stuff is packed up.
Okay.
I haven't been able to get in myself.
By when do you think they'll have that done?
They were saying, well, we want it on the market the beginning of May. And I talked to them again yesterday, and they're like, we still aren't there yet. We thought we would be. And, you know, I'm not at risk of losing them as a client. It's just wanting to bring the listing along.
Yeah. So a couple things come to mind. First of all, I get that from time to time where it's like, and really what it is, they don't want to be judged because their house looks like anybody else's house and it looks, you know, messy. Okay. Right. But that's the way we all live, right? That's probably what you're dealing with there. Okay. And so I get that pretty often, and I'm pretty effective at getting past it. And the way to get past it that I use is I sit there and say, Mindy, you know what? You're normal, just like all my clients are. I get it. Your house is probably a mess. That's the way we live. But let me tell you, I have literally been inside homes that have cement poured down the toilets that were, you know, abandoned, and then the toilets were used. Okay. And I have had that experience. So when I share that with them and it's just comes off a little bit gross, a little bit lighthearted, and it puts it into perspective, like, okay, like he's not judging me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So because you have to again recognize like what the challenge is there. I'm not saying 100%, but that's where I'm looking based off what you're sharing with me. Okay. So then the second piece of that is, how do we get them into action? They're older, right?
Well, they're in their 50s.
The money's, I'm saying if they're like 80 and they don't have heirs or whatever, it's not going to be as, so I'd hit right on money, right? I would just be like, look, guys, I'm not pressuring you. I'm not pushing you. I'm here to help you to do this at your pace. Here's got to be the second part of it. But here's what the market's saying. The market's saying, if you want to cash out at the top, today, literally today is the day to do it. Okay. Now, the reason why you have to do that predecessor, right, is because you want to put them at ease that you're not pushing them. If you just say, hey, today's the day to do it without saying I'm not pushing you, then they feel pushed.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting, where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge, and I'll see you online. Bye.